Got a little bit of news for us regarding that little collection of pipes and that rickety little train bridge just downstream from Cougar Creek there.
Yeah, the hodgepodge, as I like to call it, of culverts that are run underneath the CP rail tracks right at the base of Cougar Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Huge issue for the community following the 2013 floods.
And I think it's still an issue. Like, why aren't they doing anything about that?
Well, they are.
Ooh.
Trucks and personnel have congregated. They're starting to put in a bridge.
Oh, like an actual bridge?
An actual span bridge. And so according to CP Rail, this has been in the design works for 5 years.
Oh.
But obviously it's been made much more of a priority following the floods, and especially the community concern. Since the floods, I've heard and I've felt myself a lot of concern for the fact that no matter what we do upstream, that water is heading down towards what doesn't look like a very organized and capable engineered solution.
Yeah.
But what the big thing is for people in those neighborhoods to realize is that this is going to be some loud construction to begin with, because they have to drive some piles into the ground to support that bridge.
There aren't a lot of houses around there, though.
Since it's right near the heliport and people often hear the helicopters, I thought, you know, if you're pounding things in the ground, people might hear it.
Fair enough. But yeah, I guess, you know, if you're wondering what they're doing there, they're building a bridge, and I guess that's a good news story.
That's really good news. And on the one hand, yes, it's a CP interest to not have their rail line stopped. On the other hand, it's also, I think, in response to the community concerns. And it's going to take 10 weeks because they're not stopping or diverting traffic. They're going to be doing construction schedule in between and around when the trains come. So look for a lot of activity at that place.
You mentioned that it's been in design for the last 5 years. I hope since the flood, they've maybe amended the design to make it a little bit more flood-proof or flood-resistant anyway.
I know for a fact the clearance from the creek bed to the top of the bridge is supposed to be 2 meters. I'm not a flood engineer, but that sounds a lot better than a whole bunch of tubes.
Totally.